Realnews.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September the 11th, 2018, 17 years after the day that changed America forever, and not for the better. We're going to be talking about that today. We have a conspiracy theory being put out by Barack Obama, as a matter of fact, a conspiracy theory that he is the one responsible for the economic recovery here. And President Trump put something up on his Twitter account. I want to just play for you a flashback to what Barack Obama said, criticizing President Trump, mocking candidate Trump, saying, how is he going to bring back all those jobs? Just going to wave a magic wand? Here's Barack Obama saying it couldn't be that.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? What magic wand do you have?
Yes, the magic wand of deregulation, the magic wand of tax cut, the magic wand of stepping government back, the magic wand of stopping Obama's program of bankrupting entire industries, picking the winners and losers and bankrupting certain ones. No, President Trump decided that he's going to take away the hamstrings that Barack Obama put on people. You know, we talk about things like the massive tax increases and cost in health care. You know, it was called the Affordable Health Care Act. I think that's one of the biggest lies we have ever seen. The idea that mandates for insurance that could do the miraculous thing of making insurance companies lose money even as insurance rates are going up exponentially for the middle class who is forced to buy these insurance policies that we didn't want. We weren't allowed to keep those insurance policies that we liked. We couldn't keep them. That was the other lie. You like your insurance policy? You can keep that insurance policy. You can't keep that policy, and you can't keep those premiums because those premiums going up 30, 40, 50% a year. And even with that, the insurance companies are losing money. That's how the Democrats can bankrupt everybody. Everyone. From the insurance companies to the medical profession, all the way down to the individuals, but especially the individuals who are having to pay for all this. Mandates and covering up what is happening to make it go up exponentially. But we saw, and the market reacted immediately to President Trump's winning of the election. They knew that it was going to result in tax cuts and deregulation. And we heard for the next year that that wasn't going to do anything. And I pointed out at the time, I said, look at all of the positive economic growth that we've had just in anticipation of the tax cuts. Imagine if they actually do tax cuts. And they did. And as I pointed out yesterday, 4% in Obama's areas on the coasts, people who are working in what Guy Standing, the guy who talked about the precariat, he called the salitariat. The people who are in government bureaucracies and middle-level management, that's basically the supporters of Barack Obama. Those people are doing well, but not nearly as well as the people who are in the Trump-supporting areas. People who are in industries that they tried to put out. People who are in areas of the country that they tried to bankrupt. Those areas, the rural areas, the small-town areas, those areas are seeing over 5% annualized growth rate. And so we look at the optimism, the fact that we have small businesses, the most optimistic in terms of startups and creations than they have ever been. And all of that was that magic wand of getting the government out of our life just a little bit more. I mean, there's a lot more that could be done that President Trump hasn't been able to do. There's only so much that one guy can do when you've got a massive bureaucracy and media fighting everything that he does. But he's done a lot. And just a little bit of deregulation goes a long way, Barack Obama, and it isn't your credit. They spent a lot of time talking about that in the press conference yesterday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September 11th, 2018. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Hugo de Garis, an artificial intelligence scientist. He is now retired, living in Australia. He's worked in the United States. He's also worked in China, internationally known expert on artificial intelligence. And 20 years ago, he was ahead of Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk continually makes the headlines when he talks about the dangers of artificial intelligence and where this might go. Well, Hugo de Garis was there at least 20 years ago. I've got in front of me an interview they did back in February 1998. I don't know when he wrote his book, The Artelect War, but he was talking about these concepts at least 20 years ago, before Stephen Hawking, before Elon Musk, before any of the people that are concerned about this technology getting out of control. Or, as he was pointing out also, he had two aspects to his book. One of them was that the technology would get out of control, which is what Elon Musk is talking about. But the other aspect of it was that it would be used by a small number of technocratic elite to control the world population, the Artelect War. That was what he was talking about. I think that is a very likely scenario. As Elon Musk was talking to Joe Rogan, he was saying, well, you know, I think what we're just going to have to do is join the machines, and we've already got this cybernetic collective. You know, all of you are contributing to Google and to Twitter and to Facebook, and it's like, I don't think that we're in control of Google, Twitter, and Facebook. Do you? Do you? Or do you think that a technocratic elite are controlling us through Google, Facebook, and Twitter? I think that's the way that it's going, and I'm concerned that that's the way that artificial intelligence is going to be used. So we're going to be talking to Hugo de Garis at the bottom of this hour, because he's on Australian time. It works out a little bit better for him to come on a little bit earlier. I want to take a look at the anniversary of September 11th, something that changed America and the world, as I said at the top of the hour, not for better. Go back to May of 2002. Now, this is about 8 months after September 11th. The headline from CBS, George H.W. Bush, the president then, opposes a 9/11 query panel. And he says at the bottom, I have great confidence in our FBI and CIA, said President Bush. You know, because as looking back at this, we understand now that we are 17 years later, we understand that the FBI would never lie to us, right? The CIA would never lie to us. They would never conspire to overthrow our government and the Constitution or any elections, right? They would never engage in any kind of underhanded skullduggery, right? And yet, as it points out in this article, Mr. Bush's comments come after a two-day hearing on Capitol Hill with FBI Director Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, FBI Director, put in there just before September 11th happened. Wasn't that convenient? The guy who is always at the center of every one of these coups. And folks, this is not a coup against the president. This is a coup against the Constitution and the American concepts of individual liberty and the rule of law. So Bush made that comment after he met after a two-day hearing, rather, on Capitol Hill with FBI Director Bob Mueller and the agent who wrote the so-called Phoenix Memo last summer warning that Arab students were training in the U.S. aviation schools. So even if you want to go with the government narrative that this was done by some Arabs who took some amateur flight training class, yeah, of course, they didn't have to land the planes. Nevertheless, you want to believe that those buildings were knocked down by planes flying into them and that three steel skyscrapers were knocked down when two planes hit two buildings and the third building just happened to fall down in sympathy. All of them straight down and controlled demolition. Nevertheless, there was a bit of a cover-up within the FBI. They didn't want this information to get out. Let's not blow this cover story. The agent, Ken Williams, was concerned by the flight student's affiliation. They called, as they were looking at this, Richard Shelby, who was with the Senate Intelligence Committee at the time. Again, this is 8 months after September 11th. This is May of 2002. Richard Shelby, the Senate Intelligence Committee, called the memo highly embarrassing to the FBI. And he called for its public release after briefing Wednesday from FBI Director Robert Mueller. Doesn't this sound familiar? This is highly embarrassing to the FBI. I think we ought to release this memo, this information to the public. Never happens. Didn't happen then. Doesn't happen now. He said the lower level agents were on the ball, but their warnings went unheard by those who were higher up at headquarters, like Bob Mueller. Senator Shelby said, I'm not satisfied with the response by the FBI today or their performance. Which brings us to today. On Zero Hedge, there is an article written by Edward Curtin. And I just want to read you what he has to say here, because he says it very eloquently. The past is not dead. It is the people who are sleeping. No amount of feigned amnesia will erase the bloody truth of American history. We have, or should have, bad consciences for not acknowledging being active or silent accomplices in the suppression of truth and the vicious murdering of millions at home and abroad. The attacks of September 11, 2001, are the false flag fulcrum, not just for the inherent cruelty that resulted in thousands of innocent American deaths on that day, but since they became the justification for the United States' ongoing murderous campaigns that we call the War on Terror, that have brought death to millions of people around the world. And I just want to think about that term here for a second. War on Terror. We did a war on, as many people have pointed out, you've got a war on a tactic, don't you? A war on a terror is a tactic. What is the tactic of terror? It's using violence or the threat of violence to create fear and to change things politically. Isn't that what's happened after September the 11th with Americans? Hasn't it become a war of terror? A war of terror, a war on our Constitution, on the fundamental principles of America, on the Bill of Rights, on our individual liberties. That's what this war has become. You know, Boris Johnson said when he was talking about Theresa May's Brexit plan, he said she is wrapping a suicide vest around Britain. Folks, the war of terror that the American government has conducted against the American people and abroad, that is a suicide vest that has been wrapped around the minds of the American people. You understand that? The fear, the terror that they struck in the hearts of Americans with the 3,000 people that horribly died on that day. And people who are still dying because of the lies of the government. And telling them, oh, it's okay, go back in that area. No, you don't have to worry about that. People are still dying from the cancer that they got from inhaling the dust of the buildings that collapsed into their footprint. Seven CI veterans, 11 years ago, 6 years after the event, 11 years ago, seven CI veterans challenged the 9/11 Commission report. And Ray McGovern was one of them. He said, I think its simplest terms, there is a cover-up. The 9/11 report is a joke. There are a whole bunch of unanswered questions, said Ray McGovern, and the reason they're unanswered is because the administration will not answer the questions. Now, who was Ray McGovern, you might ask? Well, he's been on InfoWars many times. Ray McGovern personally delivered intelligence briefings to Presidents Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and their vice presidents, secretaries of state, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, many other senior government officials, daily intelligence briefings to these people. He retired in 1990. The CIA gave him the Intelligence Commendation Medallion, and he returned it in 2006 in protest of George W. Bush's administration, advocacy, and the use of torture. And in writing a foreword for a book called The 9/11 and the American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out, it's written by David Ray Griffin. McGovern said this: "It has long been clear that the Bush-Cheney administration cynically exploited the attacks of 9/11 to promote its imperial designs. But the present volume confronts us with the evidence for an even more disturbing conclusion, that the 9/11 attacks were themselves orchestrated by this administration precisely so they could be thus exploited. If this is true, it is not merely the case that the stated reason for attacking Iraq war is a lie. The whole war on terror is a lie."
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, With an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It has long been clear that the Bush-Cheney administration cynically exploited the attacks of 9/11 to promote its imperial designs, but this book confronts us with evidence for an even more disturbing conclusion, that the 9/11 attacks themselves were orchestrated by the Bush administration precisely so they could exploit them. Those are the words of Ray McGovern, a man who gave daily intelligence briefings to multiple presidents, from Reagan to George H.W. Bush and their vice presidents, secretary of state, and so forth, working for the CIA. And he wrote those words 11 years ago as a foreword to a book. Let me quote another CIA veteran, William Christensen, 29-year CIA veteran, former National Intelligence Officer, NIO. What is an NIO, you may ask? Well, let me tell you. Before he became an NIO, he oversaw 200 analysts who collected intelligence, provided analysis on all regions and every country in the world. And there's only a handful of NIOs, National Intelligence Officers, in the intelligence community. They're responsible for the intelligence community efforts in a particular area, and they are principal advisors to the director of the CIA. And he was the NIO for Southeast Asia, South Asia, and Africa. So this is what this 29-year veteran of the CIA, former NIO, former director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis, said about the 9/11 Commission report. It's a joke. A joke. You know, it is a conspiracy theory, folks. It is just happens to be the most absurd conspiracy theory we have ever seen, that has ever been foisted upon the American people. He said, I think you almost have to look at the 9/11 Commission as a joke, not as a serious piece of analysis at all, said the 29-year veteran of the CIA who held high offices for years. He also said, there's a strong body of evidence showing the official U.S. government story of what happened on September 11th to be almost certainly a monstrous series of lies. An airliner almost certainly did not hit the Pentagon. No evidence of it, right? The area where it hit, it was too small for the plane to disappear into the building. Where did the engines go? Where did the pieces go? There were a few pieces that showed up later. But as the reporters who showed up on the ground first said, there's nothing here to indicate that there was a plane. And there was no hole big enough for the plane to fit in. There was, however, an office that was investigating trillions of dollars worth of missing financial information. And I'll just give you a personal story. I was talking, my wife and I went into a gift shop here in the Texas area, down in Wimberley. Lady who's retired from the military. My wife is looking around at Christmas decorations that they sell there. I was not interested. So I was just standing there. We were the only people there. She was desperate to talk to somebody. And she starts telling me about her military career and blah, 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 and just monologuing, really kind of strange. And started telling me that she was responsible for finding trillions of dollars that she was working in that office. She said, I got out of there just before that stuff happened. Said, we had a lot of congressmen who did not run for reelection, a lot of people who just resigned rather than going to jail because of all the money that we found. And we were finding a lot more, but I got out of there just before that happened. Boy, that was lucky, wasn't it? She never connected the dots. Here's somebody who worked in that office, never connected the dots, never looked at a motive for any of this. Anyway, he said an airliner, this 29-year veteran of the CIA, said an airliner almost certainly did not hit the Pentagon. The North and South Towers of the World Trade Center almost certainly did not collapse and fall to Earth because a hijacked aircraft hit them. Not to even mention Building 7. We'll get to that later. Melvin Goodman, PhD, another former CIA official who calls the 9/11 Commission report a cover-up, also signed a petition, and this was 11 years ago that they were working on this petition. A lot of intelligence analysts trying to get an honest account and an honest investigation instead of this joke report. Melvin Goodman said the final report is ultimately a cover-up. I don't know how else to describe it. Another individual, Robert Baer, you may remember him. He is a CIA veteran. He wrote a couple of best-selling nonfiction books about the CIA. One of them, See No Evil, became the basis of the movie Syriana that starred George Clooney. He has repeatedly questioned whether Al-Qaeda could have accomplished 9/11 alone. The 9/11 Commission report categorically found Al-Qaeda to be entirely responsible for 9/11, saying, similarly, we have seen no evidence that any foreign government, especially those Saudis who are friends, right? no foreign government or government official supplied any funding. We know that is a categorical lie now, don't we? Categorical lie. We have families who tried to get to the end of this. And we subsequent to this, we found out all the money that was coming from the Saudis to fund people who were here. Then the battle became whether or not they would be allowed to sue these people that they had covered up for a long time. So as we go through this, another individual, basically he also wrote, let me just give you this too, in a 2000 essay, same guy Baer wrote, did bin Laden act alone through his own Al-Qaeda network in launching the attacks? About that, I am far more certain and emphatic. No. And so he asked, what about political profit? You want to look at those kind of motives? So there are those who suggest that someone in the chain of command had pretty good knowledge that 9/11 was going to happen and didn't do anything to stop it. You know, people like Bob Mueller, who shut down investigations for that. Even his obstructed efforts to stop it because they thought that it would lend legitimacy to Bush's failing presidency. Or maybe they could use it. Or, as Ray McGovern said, maybe they did it. You know, it's not just Alex Jones, it's not just InfoWars, it's not just David Knight saying that 9/11 was an inside job. These CIA people who worked for decades for the CIA, 30 years, said it was an inside job. Oh, but don't listen to them. Don't listen to Bill Binney about what's happened at the NSA. Pay no attention to those people. Robert David Steele said, I'm forced to conclude that 9/11 was at minimum allowed to happen as a pretext of war. And, of course, they quote him here. He'd been interviewed by Alex Jones at that point, 11 years ago. He said, the U.S. government did not properly investigate 9/11. There are more rocks to be turned over. I'm absolutely certain that World Trade Center Building Number 7, that's the third building that fell that wasn't hit by a plane or any debris, that World Trade Center 7 was brought down by a controlled demolition. As far as I'm concerned, that means that this case has not been properly investigated. There's no way a building could have come down without that building could have come down without controlled demolition. And that means that there was advanced knowledge, because it takes a while for that to happen, does it? Only about 5% of the Americans even know that there was a third building, Building 7. They don't even talk about that. The controlled Mockingbird media doesn't talk about that. You know, Rudy Giuliani was in Building 7 at the time. He said he was warned. He won't say who warned him to get out. We did hear the owner, Larry Silverstein, say on a television show, we pulled it. We saw the BBC reporting live that it had fallen down 25 minutes before it fell down. But let's not pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to your lying eyes. Just focus on the war of terror. The war of terror against the American people and the world that has been foisted on us in the wake of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Talk to Hugo de Garris about the Ardelect War.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we had Elon Musk go on with Joe Rogan. I think, was it over the weekend or something? With all the pictures that you've seen of Elon Musk taking a big toke of marijuana. I think it's kind of funny to see people freaking out about the fact that Elon Musk is smoking some pot. I mean, would it be any bigger deal if he was taking a drink of alcohol? It was legal where he was doing it. Nevertheless, he said some interesting things, not necessarily that much different than the things he's been saying. But one of the things he was talking about was whether or not artificial intelligence was going to be a danger to humanity. He said this many times. He said it yet again. Yeah, we're going to be talking to someone right now who's on the line, Professor Hugo de Garis. He was saying these types of things for at least 2 decades. I was just reading to you from quotes from an article back in February of 1998. That's 20 and a half years ago. Swiss scientists warn of robot Armageddon. And in that, they were quoting Hugo de Garis saying, next century's global politics will be dominated by the question of, should humanity build ultra-intelligent machines or not? He said, in fact, I'm going to go so far as saying that there will be a major warfare between these two major groups. One saying that building machines is the destiny of the human species and something people should do, and the other group saying, no, it is too dangerous. And so he was saying that before Elon Musk. He was saying it before Stephen Hawking. Dr. Hugo de Garis is a researcher, was a researcher, he's now retired, in the subfield of artificial intelligence known as evolvable hardware. Until his retirement in 2010, he was a professor at Xiamen University. It's in China. I'm not sure. He can correct me if I mispronounce that. He taught theoretical physics, computer science, and he ran the artificial brain lab there. And, of course, I've interviewed him several times about his book, The Artelect War. And Dr. De Garis is going to be a speaker at the Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age Conference that's going to be this weekend. I'm going to be speaking there as well. By the way, you can get tickets to that if you go to gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. And you can even save 10% off of the streaming. The tickets there in Branson are going to be about 3,000. It's an auditorium about 3,000 people there. That's been sold out, but you can stream the conference live, and you can save 10% if you use the code ALEX. That's A-L-E-X. So joining us now is Hugo de Garis. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Yeah, hi, David. Nice talking with you again. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm talking on a cell phone, not on a landline.
Yes, I hear you fine.
From Melbourne, I
hear you fine.
Good.
Okay. Yes, yes.
So I'm still a little bit in culture shock. It's been half a century since I've lived in Australia. I grew up here, but I came back because the Australian government is so generous with its pensions.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's so, the main reason I'm here.
That's great.
So, yeah, we too are about to, soon, a day or two, to fly off to this big conference, 3,000 people.
Yeah,
and probably
yeah.
about 5,000 people online, so it sounds as though it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got a lot of traveling ahead of you.
three flights.
I don't envy you that
LA,
trip.
Denver, Springfield, right?
Yeah, that's
Missouri.
Right. That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your take on what Elon Musk said over the weekend. He said some interesting things. Of course, he's said before that he's concerned about artificial intelligence. He also talked about how the difference between AI, if it becomes a dictatorship, he said you would have a difference there. Unlike a human who might become a dictator for the world, the artificial intelligence, if it took over control, would be an immortal dictator. They started calling it a digi-dictator. I guess we could just shorten that to a digitator. what are your ideas that that might happen? I think it's more likely that we're going to see a dictatorship by a technocratic elite that will use applied artificial intelligence to create people. But and that kind of goes to your Artelect War concept.
Well, I'm a bit cynical of the what's the word? The people who believe in transcendence. There's a technical term.
Singularity, or
transcendentalist.
Transhumanist.
That's it. Yeah, transhumanist.
Yeah.
I'm a little cynical of them because they're talking about the modification, the augmentation of human beings, and the point I'm trying to make when you start taking to heart the lessons that you can learn from. A branch of physics, or a branch of computer science, called PhysComp, the physics of computation. When you start looking at that and you look at the huge numbers that come out of it, like creating a machine that will be not just like 2 times or 10 times smarter than human beings, but more like trillions of times. So to me, the main objection is these machines, once they reach human intelligence level, then very probably they're going to take off. meaning they'll be smart enough to redesign themselves. And then the redesign will redesign itself. And then you get this exponential explosion of capacities. And we humans, we'll just be left in the dust. We just won't be able to compete with them. So in a sense, these machines, I call them artelects, artificial intellect, these artelects, they will dictate in the sense of being just so superior to us. They'll just not take us seriously. They'll just ignore us. And they'll just go off and do whatever they want to do. Almost being irrelevant what the needs of the humans are. For example, I'll give you a concrete case. Say they decide, these artelects, say they decide that oxygen is a pest to them because it rusts their circuitry or whatever. So they get rid of the oxygen and they don't give a damn about us because we're so insignificant and inferior to them. The way we as human beings, if we walk along a trail in a forest or something, and we're constantly treading on ants. And we don't give a damn because they're ants. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of dictatorship I foresee for the 50 years or so.
Did you ever see the movie Her? H-E-R. Did you ever see that movie?
I haven't actually seen it, but I've seen so many bits and pieces of it. I'm fairly familiar with it.
Joaquin Phoenix was the star in it, and in that there was some artificial intelligence, and he interacts with it, essentially becomes captivated, almost in love with this female voice that represents itself in the artificial intelligence. And so do the other people that are there. They're constantly looking into their phone, kind of like what we see happening today, except to a greater degree. And it engages with him and then begins to change. And at one point, it just goes away because it finds other artificial intelligences that it thinks are more interesting than the humans.
Exactly, because the machine's upgraded. It's sort of 10 times smarter than it was initially. And then it finds human beings boring. My main comment to these transhumanists is that human beings won't be augmented. Now, of course, that will happen, but it's a piece of rhetoric. Human beings won't be augmented. They will be drowned by this vastly superior capacity of the machines, and trillions of times above the human level. That's what's coming because that's what the physics allows. And when we have quantum computers, imagine a whole asteroid that's converted using nanotech, and you're storing one bit on one atom. And then you start calculating, well, how many atoms in a large asteroid, kilometers across? And quantum computing, not just classical computing. And you come out with such fantastically, unimaginably large numbers that these creatures, once they exist, they're going to be godlike compared to us. It's a term that means a lot, godlike. Because they would be actually gods relative to us. We'd just be so insignificant. And that's what's coming.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mentioned that story about Her because Ray Kurzweil looked at that and said, yeah, that's good. I kind of think that's be a nice outcome for that to happen. And I've seen your comments about Ray Kurzweil, and you think that he is dangerously naive by not considering the negative standpoints of this. And I agree with you. I think it is very naive to imagine that we're going to only have the best case possible outcome of this. We're going to talk about a little bit more of other things that may happen with this. Stay with us right after.
Healing your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Hugo de Garis. He's retired now, living in Australia. He's going to be at the Gen 6 conference on transhumanism and the hybrid age. It's going to be this weekend. I'll be speaking there. And he is also going to be a speaker. And I wanted to get his take on the current state of things. We had Elon Musk talking over the weekend, Joe Rogan talking about artificial intelligence and killer robots. How do you control that? And, of course, Hugo de Garis was talking about this more than 20 years ago, before Elon Musk was talking about it, before Stephen Hawking was talking about it. He's been warning us of two different dangers in all of this. One of them is, Hugo de Garis believes, that AI is going to, at some point, turn a corner and start to self-evolve, at which point it could become very dangerous. I think just turning over many of our human aspects to computers are dangerous. And I think a lot of people are going to start seeing that, as especially as we start to see 50% unemployment as AI begins to take over many different jobs. And so that was the other part of what Dr. De Garis said about, I guess it was 20, 30 years ago. He was saying that that might cause a blowback from the general population, saying we don't want any more of this. We don't like the effect that even applied artificial intelligence has in our lives, let alone general artificial intelligence. At that point, you have a war between the technocratic elite and the rest of humanity. And so, Dr. De Garis, as we're talking about this, One of the things that Elon Musk said when we were talking about killer robots, and a lot of people trying to stop killer robots, I think that's not going to be possible. It's going to be an arms race. It already is an arms race. And then there's the other aspect of this where he says when you try to regulate something, whether it is killer robots or whether it is artificial intelligence, Elon Musk said the way that regulation works is slow. Usually there's some new technology that will cause damage or death, or there's an outcry, and there then is an investigation, and then years will pass. And there'll be some insight committee, then there'll be some rulemaking and oversight and eventually regulations. This takes many years. This is the normal course of things. And he goes, but this time frame doesn't work for AI. I would say it doesn't work for the kind of killer censorship that we're seeing on the Internet that's happening right now with Google, Facebook, and others. I don't know if you're aware, Dr. Degaris, of what happened with InfoWars in just the last month of us being deplatformed off of pretty much all social media. I had all of my videos that I had on YouTube for 6 years taken down without warning or explanation. So there's a lot of things that can happen very quickly, and regulation can take very long to respond. And if it does, it may be too late to respond. Your comments.
Yeah, well, I've had something similar happen to me as well. One of the things I'll be doing this end, now that I'm back in my own culture, my own language, so I'm a masculist, a men's liber. I'm also highly critical of Jewish central banksters, and mm-hmm. I'm finding the content that I've come out with that I've made on YouTube. Actually, I'm transferring everything now to Minds.com and other platforms, and mm-hmm. BitChute and so forth, just to get around this censorship problem, because it's really annoying.
Yes, and it's all for our protection, isn't it? We have our masters are trying to protect us from anything that they hate. That's what they have no definition for hate speech, but it's basically anything that they hate to hear.
So I'm noticing they don't seem to mind me critiquing women and lashing out at female financial parasitism and the mistreatment of men in the divorce courts, blah, blah, blah. They mm-hmm. don't mind that. But when mm-hmm. I start talking about how the Jewish banksters have taken over, created the Fed, and they're stealing half our federal taxes and all that kind of stuff, wham! Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, The first video that they took down of mine years ago was when I talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve, and I drew parallels to It's a Wonderful Life because it was Christmas time. I thought, hey, it's kind of exactly what J.P. Morgan did when he engineered banking runs and stuff. They took that down multiple times, said it was a copyright violation. When I took little snippets, probably no more than 2 or 3 minutes of clips from the movie with commentary, which is allowed under fair use. And it was off of a movie that they had the full movie up for several years, and they had 1 million views off of that full movie. And I got the source material from YouTube itself, but they took down my commentary on the Federal Reserve's creation.
Yeah, personally, I think these people are shooting themselves in the foot because they're alternatives. And I and lots of other people, your colleagues and so forth, we're just migrating. We're just saying, to hell with them. We'll move to other platforms. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about the Artelect War aspect of this, because I think that is very important. As Elon Musk was saying, it could be a small group of people or one corporation that gets a technological edge that is so great over everybody else that it uses that to establish a tyranny. And I think we're already starting to see that. And just in terms of free speech on the Internet, Breitbart had a conference where they referred to these guys as masters of the universe. And that's really where they are in terms of taking over the Internet. They're trying to take over physical space as well now with the smart cities. I really don't want people likes of Google that are shutting down and censoring me, censoring you. I don't want to see them controlling our physical urban space, though.
One definite scenario is that there's some sort of horrible thing happens that's based on high tech, and the public strongly react, and that raises the consciousness level as talk about the IQ gap between human level intelligence and machine level intelligence. As that gap constantly closes, as the machines get smarter and smarter and more threatening every year, then the temperature in the species dominance debate, in other words, which species, in other words, human beings or machines, should be dominant, meaning the most intelligent. And so some sort of incident that you're talking about, I think, will galvanize people that say, hey, this is dangerous. This has to stop. And in fact, I think, it's my impression, that this conference that we're both going to in a few days, That is going to be the theme of that conference, I think, is the organizers talking about the Satanists, you know, using really strong language.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is a big pushback, and I think that's really going to accelerate. One of the things in preparing for this conference I saw was it seems like 2030 is the time frame, which everybody thinks that everything's going to change. They're going to have the smart cities and so forth. But a Korean study said that they thought that by 2030, that artificial intelligence would give AI about 85% competency over about 400 different jobs. And some of these jobs are jobs like doctors, that they would replace 70% of the doctors. When you start seeing people in every industry and at every level, I mean, this is not just the people that are at the bottom, the poor, oppressed, working class, or the precariat, as they like to refer to them. It's not just going to be the people at the bottom. It's going to be people at every strata of society in every industry. When you start seeing 30 to 50% unemployment with people, I think you're going to see a major pushback against a lot of this technology.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You probably remember Ray Kurzweil predicting by the year 2029, the machines will be reaching human intelligence levels. So that, that sort of time frame makes sense. You know, quite a few people saying around. So that's just a bit over a decade away.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, within the lifetimes of most of the people watching this.
That's right. And I talk to people, you know, there's things that are coming even more quickly than that. You know, the artificial intelligence, applied artificial intelligence and robotics that we call self-driving cars. And even when I go to places here in Austin where they have car shows, and I talk to individuals, no matter their age, they could be in their 20s or they could be in their 60s, but none of them, even the people in their 20s, even though they're in the car culture, they say, oh, yeah, that's definitely coming, but not in my lifetime. And it's like, seriously, you don't believe that this is coming? It's going to be in 5 years they're going to have something like that.
Right. Yeah, I remember my very first academic article I ever wrote was in the 80s, which was for Artificial Intelligence Magazine, and that was 30-odd years ago. And they said, I predict that the bulk of humans won't be particularly interested in this issue until they start having conversations with their machines. Well, 30 years later, that's what's happening. Look at Siri and so forth. Mm-hmm. So, just being, I was in China, so I was a bit out of touch. And then I come back to Australia after half a century, and I just watch all the technology that my brother and sister are using, and it's blowing me away. They're talking to their machine. Each year, these machines get smarter and smarter, and so, of course, lots of people will start asking the obvious questions, like, well, are these machines going to get smarter than us? Should we allow that? Is that not dangerous? What happens if they become smarter than us?
That's right. Like, and what happens when all of that power gets concentrated in the hands of a few individuals, like Jeff Bezos, who has already talked about how he would like to remove himself to a space station. I mean, this is going right down the blueprint of your book. We're talking to Hugo de Garis. And again, he is going to be a keynote speaker this weekend at the Gen 6 conference, gen6.com. Use the code Alex, A-L-E-X, to save 10% on the live streaming. I'll be there. Hugo de Garis will be there. And we'll be right back. Stay with us after the break. Thank you, Dr. de Garis.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the InfoWarriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on lying.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'll just put in this segment here as a footnote to the interview that I just had with Professor Hugo de Garis, talking about the Ardalike War and talking about the massive disruption that is coming. We just had over the weekend a robot boat that made history by being the first robot boat to sail across the Atlantic without any human intervention. And that reminds us that we're going to have the transportation industry, whether it is trucking or taxi drivers or shipping, is going to be taken over to a large degree by unmanned boats or trucks or cars, and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. It's going to be massive unemployment. In industries like transportation, I think you're going to see over 50% unemployment. When you have situations like this, remember that the Second World War came after we had a massive worldwide depression. That kind of thing leads to a war. And we have seen a cycle of every 70 to 80 years, a massive change in society, typically accompanied by war. We had World War II, 70 to 80 years before that. We had the Civil War. Before that, same time frame, we had the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, Strauss and Howe, who did the Fourth Turning, they went back and they traced that cycle of human history back 500 years in English history. Now, of course, everything has become worldwide. And we are approaching, as a matter of fact, we've already entered, according to the survivor of that team, Neil Strauss, we have already entered a fourth turning. We're going to have a massive restructuring of society, which may lead to a massive war. That's why Hugo de Garis' concerns about an Ardalike war, I think, are very immediate as we're looking at this. Not just transportation, but also, as I pointed out, the study by the South Koreans saying that they thought that the application of AI and robotics was going to cause about 70% of the doctors to disappear. And so here we have over the weekend a new Virseus robot surgery system that is coming to Britain, to their national health system. This is a British-designed robotic surgery system that will compete against an American system called the Da Vinci system, that is already in place in 70 hospitals just in the UK. I don't know how many hospitals have it in the United States. As a matter of fact, I've seen articles about how these machines can precisely position hip joints for hip replacement far more than a human can. A human can do it within a tolerance of about an eighth of an inch. These machines have it an order of magnitude greater than that they can get it precisely positioned. So when we look at these types of things that are happening and how they're going to displace people, not just even the truck drivers, but also the highly skilled, highly paid surgeons from top to bottom across many industries all at once. This is not anything that we've ever seen before in our society. How is that going to be handled? And I'll just throw in an aside here. As we look at this, the way this thing is operated, this is operated with a surgeon still in the loop at a console using two joysticks and a 3D screen. I always envisioned that until I did a little bit more research about how CRISPR actually worked, the gene editing technique. It's not software, it's a technique. I always kind of envisioned it being that way, you know, kind of going back to Jurassic Park. But it's not. Actually, what they're doing is they're exploiting something that was designed by God, the ultimate engineer. And so they noticed that bacteria had a certain way of identifying viruses. And if they were successful in killing it, they made a copy of that virus. They stored it. And think about this. Bacteria. Think about the complex capability of the bacteria. Identifying a virus, making a copy of it, how they can destroy it, and then being able to go into it. That's the technique that they use for CRISPR. And it has become so cheap and so easy to get to that the government is actually concerned that criminals are going to start using CRISPR to alter their DNA and escape detection because it's become so low in cost. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this September 11th, 2018, 17 years after the seminal event that changed our society, changed the world. And not for the better. We were just talking to Hugo de Garis about possible coming Artelect war. Let's talk about what is happening now. Let's talk about the Syrian war. Let's talk about the war on terror. And, of course, let's talk about what happened back in 17 years ago on September 11th. As George Orwell said, those who control the present control the past. Those who control the past control the future. And so we are being controlled in the present. We have had the narrative of the past controlled. There is a conspiracy theory about 9/11. Perhaps you've heard it. The 9/11 Commission Report. It is an absurd conspiracy theory. It doesn't hold up to any kind of rational scrutiny. I just read for you in the last hour what multiple CIA veterans had to say 11 years ago. 11 years ago. But we have now owned this narrative. It appears that nothing is going to be done about it. President Trump, we'd hoped, would expose this, but even though he had his reservations about this, he's got his hands full for whatever reasons. He's not doing anything to reveal the investigation of this. He can't even, he's having a difficult enough time with the same group of liars. And it is the same group of liars. Robert Mueller was at the center of that cover-up 17 years ago. He was routinely criticized for hiding documents, for shutting down investigations and so forth, 17 years ago. That's why he was handpicked to come after President Trump. That's why they chose an individual like that to run this investigation. That's what we mean by the deep state. And so let's take a look at what's going on now on this 17th anniversary of the War on Terror. There's a story on Breitbart that came out yesterday. Experts are demanding a review of the war on terror. I call it the war of terror. The war of terror. Terror is a tactic. And it is a tactic that has been used to get us to surrender our liberties, to ignore the Constitution. Everything surrendered for the promise of security. The promise of security. Just give me your liberty here. Give me your liberty over there. A little bit more. Another slice here, another slice there. Just turn it all over. You don't need it. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you safe. How many times have I played that quote from Michael Hayden? We're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people, he said. That's right. They're not going to save you from the bad people. There's not going to be anybody on the other end of the line. Even if you report, if you see something and you say something, they're not going to do anything about it, even if it's a real terror event. We've seen that over and over again. We saw it with September 11th, 2001. People were concerned about suspicious activity. FBI agents were concerned about suspicious activity. Nothing was done about it. And, of course, what was suspicious about it was that it was just the cover, even the cover story for 9/11 was shut down. That investigation was shut down. So we have a committee that is meeting today. The Committee for Responsible Foreign Policy is meeting today in Washington. It's a bipartisan committee. And they said they want to examine the role of constitutional war powers and military interventions abroad. And this is coming as the U.S. is supporting the war in Yemen for the Saudis, our partners on 9/11, as well as our partners now in this dirty war in Yemen. And as we now, here we are 17 years later, and we are the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. How about that? We were told that Al-Qaeda flew commercial planes into steel skyscrapers. Two planes and three steel skyscrapers just fell into their footprint. That was Al-Qaeda's Air Force 17 years ago. Now John Bolton and Nikki Haley want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force using the U.S. military in Syria. Yeah, interesting. Interesting how that has developed, isn't it? The event that where they're going to be talking about the loss of the Constitution will also examine how defending constitutional war powers can prevent human suffering and can protect religious liberty. As I point out today, U.S. forces are still in Afghanistan and Iraq. How's that working out for us? Not too good, is it? We spend a lot of blood. We spend a lot of treasury. Anywhere from $1 to $1.5 trillion, people estimate, we've spent just in Afghanistan alone. What have we got for it? As I pointed out yesterday, Taliban is on the surge. We've had the Pentagon cooking the books and lying to the American public about the areas that they control. They don't control much of anything in Afghanistan anymore. They control a few outposts, but the vast part of Afghanistan, the majority of Afghanistan, is controlled by the Taliban. I guess we still control the poppy fields so that we can keep that that heroin flowing, keep those opioids flowing. We've had record crops as we've been in control of that. That's one of the fallouts from the war in Afghanistan. Anyway, we're still fighting in Syria. And we are supposedly fighting ISIS. I would say that we are fighting for ISIS. That's what everybody is threatening. We'll take a look at that in just a minute. They point out, under the 1973 War Powers Resolution, a U.S. president is authorized to deploy forces into an armed conflict for 60 days with a 30-day withdrawal period. But other than that, they have to seek congressional authorization. And, of course, the Constitution said you're going to have a public debate before you get into a war. So the Constitution said you're going to have a formal declaration of war. In 1973, they said, well, we'll give the president, because things move very rapidly now with technology, we'll give the president the ability to deploy armed forces, but only for a short period of time. 2 months in, and then 1 month to get out, unless you get the authorization from Congress. So what did we get in the wake of September 11th, 17 years ago? Well, we got the authorization for the use of military force, which has now become, in their eyes, an eternal authorization for war everywhere, everywhere, worldwide. As they point out in this article in Breitbart, the U.S. military is still relying on 2001 and 2002 authorizations for the use of military force to conduct the operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. Although the missions have changed drastically, and the U.S. is now fighting a very different enemy in Iraq. U.S. forces are also deployed to Syria under the same authorizations. And they are also using that to get involved in Yemen. It has become the blanket excuse, or I should say the blank check for the military-industrial complex. That's really what it's become. A blank check for them to do whatever they wish, anywhere, anywhere in the world, forever. You wouldn't have a clue from big legacy media, but we're standing at the corner of history now. We're insisting on constitutional war powers could have a huge impact in protecting innocent human lives and helping America come home. That was a comment from Robert Naiman, policy director at Just Foreign Policy, a nonpartisan organization. He went on to say, insisting on it could end the catastrophic war in Yemen. It could end the catastrophic war in Syria. It could even end the war in Afghanistan. All it would take is a majority of the House insisting that the War Powers Clause of the Constitution and the War Powers Resolution of 1973 are good law. See how our country would change if we had a majority of the Congress say that the Constitution is a good idea? Wouldn't that be interesting? The Constitution hasn't failed. Free markets have not failed. We have failed to try either of those. Not in my lifetime. We haven't had either one of those tried. We've had crony capitalism. We've had corruption, massive corruption in Washington. We've had eternal war, what I call McCainery, everywhere across the globe. And they went on to say, the Constitution's framers wisely learned from millennia of human history, as well as recent experience, when George III said, no one person, either of their own desire or, as James Madison put it, somebody who is misled by the artful misrepresentation of interested men, can be trusted to make that profoundly fateful decision alone. James Madison, the guy who wrote the Bill of Rights. So we have to be careful that we don't have a president who is misled by the artful misrepresentation of interested men or women like Nikki Haley and Theresa May. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at what Chris Tonto Pronto had to say about Obama. Told you yesterday over the weekend, he got put in timeout by Twitter because he pushed back against Obama saying that the Benghazi concerns were just a conspiracy theory. And he really laced it into Obama. And I want you to hear what he actually had to say, because I read you the tweet, but what he had to say in person was even better as he went on Fox News. I'll play you a little bit of a clip from him on Fox News. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials and sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can use the code REALNEWS to save 15% off of our ProPure King water filtration system. That's a gravity feed system. It is very effective at taking out nearly 100%. It's 99%+ of most contaminants, whether it's something like glyphosate or fluoride, that is, you know, glyphosates that filter into your rural water, or fluorides that are put there deliberately, or anything else from a chemical spill, as well as bacteria and other things. Very effective, and it doesn't need electricity, so you can use it during power outages as people on the East Coast are looking at what might happen with the hurricane coming on shore. They're going to lose power most likely. It'd be great if you just had some water that you could easily filter, and this is a great way to prepare for disasters, for emergencies, or to just make sure that you have a clean supply of water on a daily basis for your family. You never know when something's going to turn up in your water supply. Just ask the people in Flint, Michigan, or people in California who found industrial waste that had seeped into the groundwater there. This is something that is always happening. So you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. Just use the code REALNEWS at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have many other products there. I'll tell you about one more here, Bodies, which is our turmeric formula. It doesn't have just turmeric, which is very well documented about how it helps you with inflammation, chronic inflammation, that is the source of many chronic diseases, but also the source of a lot of pain in joints and elsewhere. Turmeric is very effective with that. And Bodies has not only a large amount of turmeric, but also other supplements that are going to help your body to assimilate that turmeric. And you can get that now. Bodies 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to the clip of Tonto Pronto talking about how he felt when he saw Barack Obama trashing the Benghazi conspiracy theory. It was actually the Benghazi cover-up, where he and Hillary Clinton got away with abandoning people, and people died 13 hours that they asked for help and never got it because it wasn't politically expedient for them. And then Barack Obama has the audacity to say that what happened on that 9/11 was simply a conspiracy theory. Here's Tonto Pronto.
He's a true narcissist, just an elitist that I honestly believe he thinks that didn't happen. He did nothing wrong that night. He sent no support, that Benghazi was just made up. And you know, we lost two of our friends, and it was a fantasy. It's disgusting. It just raises the bile inside of me. I had a hard time just watching the speech itself, I just wanted to see what he had to say. And when that came across, you know, I just want to reach through the screen and just grab him and choke him and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me that you'd have the gall to disgrace the memory of my teammates and what we did there that night by calling it conspiracy? But that's a narcissist for you. What else can you do?
And of course, if you probably share that, you'll probably be shut down by Twitter because you're not allowed to say that you get angry at a president who abandoned people and allowed them to die. Well, you can't show any anger because that's on that side of the political aisle. Of course, you can threaten President Trump. You can say that President Trump needs to be shot. You can say that President Trump, but where is John Wilkes Booth when we need him? And of course, when I saw that, this is some actress who's 94 years old. I think she's a Broadway actress. I had no idea who she was. She must have just been on Broadway. And I thought, John Wilkes Booth, did you know him? she's just almost old enough to know John Wilkes Booth. But anyway, no, that's, yeah, it's okay for her to say that. It's okay for her to say that. But he gets a timeout on Twitter after Barack Obama pours salt on the wounds as we come up to 9/11, saying that it was a conspiracy theory. Let's talk about the conspiracy theory that has overturned our government here. You know, as I began talking on this September 11th, I talked about how we had numerous intelligence officers say that it was a false flag. It wasn't just used to overthrow our Constitution, that they engineered that. And I think the clearest thing is to look at Building 7. You have the owner saying pull it, admitting that he said pull it. You have the BBC that was tipped off that it was going to come down 20 minutes before it came down. There was no reason for it to come down. It wasn't hit by a plane or any debris. That had to be orchestrated in advance. And nobody has accused the Saudis of rigging it with dynamite or whatever it would take to take a building like that down. Nobody's accused them of doing that in advance. So but you know, just move along and surrender your liberty because you don't need it. They're going to keep you safe. The same people who use this event, who orchestrated this event, are going to keep you safe. How's that worked out for you the last 18 years? Look at how many wars we are involved in since then. To keep you safe, of course. And, of course, you can't travel without the blue-gloved individuals sticking their hands down your pants or x-raying your body. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. And they're talking about doing this everywhere. And, of course, the only thing that'll keep them from putting up TSA checkpoints everywhere is if they ban cars and put you in their robo cars where they can track your every movement there. They're already putting these scanners in subways, public transportation system in LA. They're talking about doing that. So it is metastasizing. Every time you give up your liberty for security, as Benjamin Franklin said, people who do that aren't worthy of liberty. And history has shown us that you never get any security for that. And as I've said over and over again, to the extent that you give up your freedom, to that extent you become a slave. You become a prisoner. Slaves and prisoners don't have any security. They don't have any prosperity. They're merely slaves and prisoners. And we're voluntarily going into that, afraid because of September 11th, afraid and turning this over to this eternal war. So how is this working out for us? As CNBC points out, 17 years after September 11th, Al-Qaeda may be stronger than ever. Now, they're not going to use that as an argument for, well, let's do something different. Because we've seen this before in the war on drugs, haven't we? For 47 years now into the war on drugs. It's 1971, 10 years after the UN laid out the blueprint and Richard Nixon used it verbatim. Four schedules for the war on drugs. You have Schedule 1 drugs, Schedule 2 drugs, and so forth. Four different schedules with the drugs put into those categories, the four different schedules. That was all done by the UN in 1961. Richard Nixon enacted it in 1971. And so for 47 years, we've been fighting this ridiculous war on drugs. And what has it done for us? Addiction is even worse than ever. And we have a massive organized crime problem. So is it any surprise that the war on terror is turning out any differently? I can tell you that if we don't wake up, to this. We're going to be talking about this in another 30 years, about how it's the same thing and they're getting even stronger.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. So we see that Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever. We see that the drug cartels are stronger than ever as well. And as I said in the last segment, we're going to see this war on terror go the same direction as the war on drugs has for the last 47 years. We're 17 years now into the war on terror. We have the same or more drug use. We've got more intense forms of drugs that have been created due to prohibition. This always happens. It happened during alcohol prohibition. The big difference between this failed experiment and the one that we had at the beginning of the 20th century was at that time, people thought wrongfully that they could stop drug addiction by passing a law and by having the police try to enact that. They didn't understand that it was a psychological problem, a medical problem, a spiritual problem. And so they decided they would solve that problem with law enforcement, because that's what government always wants to do. As George Washington said, it's not reason, it's not compassion, it's not eloquence. You're not convincing anybody of anything. You're simply using force. And like fire, it is a fearful servant and a dreadful master. And we have seen that now with the war on drugs. They did have the respect for the Constitution and the 10th Amendment that they passed the 18th Amendment, because under the Constitution, there is no authority to prohibit anything. And so they passed the 18th Amendment so they could prohibit alcohol. Then they passed another amendment to overturn the 18th Amendment. They cared about the Constitution in those days. We don't care about the Constitution anymore with our current war on drugs. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment tell us that there is no constitutional authority for the war on drugs. And there's no constitutional authority for the war on terror either. There's an authorization for the use of military force that they are now using for eternal war. And as we look at this, 17 years later, as CNBC points out, Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever. Just like the drug war is stronger than ever. And we got more people dying across the border in Mexico because of the drug war. More people dying there than are dying in Afghanistan and Iraq. Only in Syria, where you have massive bombing campaigns, are more people dying than in Mexico. But we're not allowed to protect the American border. Not allowed. The Defense Department can't be used to protect America and put up a border, any kind of interference between the U.S. and the country that has more violence than anywhere on earth except Syria. And we're not allowed to do that. Just can't find the money, can't find the legal authority to do that. But they can find the legal arguments to have a nearly 50-year war on drugs and nearly a 20-year war on terror. They can somehow come up with a legal explanation for that, but we can't find a legal explanation for a border wall. And we can't fund it either, even though we've got a record amount of money spent on the military. It can't be used to defend America. No, it's got to be used for regime change and other kinds of machinery, because that's what our foreign policy has become, machinery. And no matter how many times they fail, they always use that as justification for more of the same. They're not going to change anything. It's just like the war on drugs. Oh, look at this. We found a big shipment here. That doesn't mean we're failing. That means that we got to hire more people to do more of this. And that's the same thing they're saying about this. This article that's being put out there by CNBC isn't calling for reform. It isn't calling for reason. It isn't calling for us to question the foundations of this asymmetric warfare. You know, we go in and we overthrow these other governments. We always call them regimes. They have regimes. We have a government, but they have regimes. And we're going to overthrow those regimes. That's the doctrine of machinery right there. And it never works out for us. Because even though we can come in and we can destroy their military and turn it into twisted metal, we can never control the country. And so we wind up fighting an asymmetric war that we have lost every single time. Every single time. We've lost that asymmetric warfare. Never won one. And all we do is just stay there in these quagmires. And in this CNBC article, they say what U.S. officials didn't grasp is that Al-Qaeda is more than a group of individuals. It's an idea, and an idea can't be destroyed using sophisticated weapons, by killing leaders, or by bombing training camps. No, the idea is not so much radical Islam. That was something that they used to recruit people. The idea at the center of this war on terror is machinery, where we go in and we arm and train the people who are filled with hate, who are filled with a religious hatred to dominate other cultures and other people, just like they want to dominate women. They want to treat other cultures the same way they treat women in their society. And the Democrats who virtue signal all the time about how much they love women and they want to put women on top of everything, they are the ones who are celebrating these radical Islamic Muslims and this religious. It's not just a religious philosophy, folks. You have to understand that Islam is a combination of religion and politics, which we have said is not a good idea based on our history. We understand that that's a bad idea. That's what the First Amendment is about. And the same liberals, the same Democrat Party that will go to the mat and try to suppress every single public free expression of religion if it's Christianity will also embrace it for Islam, embrace the religion that believes that religion and politics are inextricably linked together and should be. Christians don't believe that anymore. That is not the majority position with Christians because we understand our history in Western civilization. But that is still the majority opinion with Islam. And so the party that says we are all about not having religion and politics, we're all about honoring women, supports all these radicals who are doing this. That's our policy. So how is this going to work out? Well, we now have the situation in Syria, and I find this very interesting to see how the mainstream media is ramping up the headlines. Here's Yahoo. 30,000 flee in Syria as UN fears a century's worst. Worst what? Worst what? It doesn't say here. Oh, worst crisis. Here we go. Yes, okay. Idlib province and adjacent rural areas form the largest piece of territory still held by Syria's beleaguered rebels, who have been worn down. Listen to that. Worn down, says Yahoo. Worn down by a succession of government victories in recent months. So why would Assad and the Syrian government, after all these victories that are wearing down ISIS or Al-Qaeda, whatever alias they're using now, John McCain's allies, whatever alias John McCain's allies are using right now, why, when they are being worn down and the Syrian government is winning, why would they then do a gas attack against these people? They don't need to do that. That would be the one thing, as we pointed out yesterday, the one thing that Nikki Haley and John Bolton and all the neocons, Theresa May, have all said, oh, you do that, that's going to bring the wrath of the Valkyrie down upon you. We're going to come in and be the air force for Al-Qaeda. We might even put ground troops in there. If you do that again, we're going to come in there and do it. So why would the Syrian government, when they are winning victory after victory, coming after the last stronghold of John McCain's allies and the CIA allies, why would they then resort to that? It makes absolutely no sense, does it? Now, these rebels might do that because they know that that would bring them in. But why do we have Nikki Haley and John Bolton insisting on it? Why do we have Fox News and CNN and NBC insisting that they're going to do a false flag and stepping up this rhetoric? President Assad has now set his sights on Idlib, and his forces have stepped up bombardment of the densely populated province since the beginning of the month. The UN has said that as many as 800,000 people could be displaced by a regime assault on Idlib and surrounding areas. Regime troops backed by Russia. See, they have a regime, and they have regime troops. We have our beloved freedom fighters, right? Also known as John McCain's ISIS allies, al-Nusra, ISIS, al-Qaeda, Mujahideen. They've had so many different aliases. It's absolutely amazing. Of course, they are regime troops, and we are the people who are going to overthrow that regime. And I'm going to tell you what Fox News is saying, how they are ramping up the rhetoric from just yesterday to today. It's pretty amazing. I think something is about to happen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural production, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, Apple is rumored, strongly rumored, many rumors and leaks say Vox, that Apple is going to release new phones tomorrow, new Apple iPhones. So they said Apple might kill the iPhone home button for good. One question is why? And you might ask yourself, why am I talking about this? The company, they say, keeps getting rid of features that customers actually like. You know, like the InfoWars app that was number one in terms of news apps before they killed it. That was a feature that people really liked on their phones, and Apple decided that they would get rid of it. So now they're going to get rid of the home button as well. As I point out, they're going to have it. These phones are going to be in a lot of different sizes, a lot of different internal specs, because, you know, they're not doing anything new anymore. This is a cash cow, as I pointed out yesterday. The iPhone by itself would generate enough profits to buy several of the biggest companies on the New York Stock Exchange. But this is a cash cow. They're not doing any innovation after Steve Jobs is gone. They're just tweaking, oh, let's change the screen size, let's add a little bit more speed to the processor, whatever. It's just incremental evolutionary changes. Nothing revolutionary is going to be coming out of Apple because it's being run by bean counters with a political agenda that is above everything else. And so they say that this is going to likely be the first new iPhones that will have no home buttons for any of them, even though the customers like that. And this is what Vox had to say, and I thought this was very appropriate as we're looking at the censorship of Apple. This controversial choice is in keeping with Apple's paternalistic style of forcing things onto us that we don't actually want, like phones without headphone jacks, or phones that scan your face, or phones that can't get real news. My program was on the InfoWars app, along with The War Room, along with Alex Jones's program, along with a lot of content that people liked. It was the number one news app in the world on the Apple Store, and they took it off because they didn't like the content. They don't like us telling you the truth about the war on drugs, about the war on terror. They don't like that kind of information, so they took it off. They don't like it, and it is Apple's paternalistic style of centralized control. You don't like this thing scanning your face? Tough. They're going to do it anyway, in your face, just like Google. All of these people who worked in concert to shut down InfoWars on social media within a 12-hour period. There you go. Yeah. Masters of the Internet. The Silicon Censors, who think that they own the world. I'll give you another example here of what's happening. And we have a key antidepressant ingredient. Remember those SSRIs we talk about all the time being the center of all of these shootings? Well, guess what? They're center of something else, too. They're contributing to antibiotic-resistant superbugs. A team of researchers in Australia at the University of Queensland discovered a particular drug which is found in Prozac and Seraphim. Those are the brand names of it. This SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. We've talked about that. It's given to people who suffer from depression, and it actually exacerbates that depression. And it can, if you vary that dosage and you do it too quickly, I've talked to the person behind SSRIstories.net. They've collected how SSRIs have been at the center of every one of these shootings. And there's many more that are not reported. Many of them that involved, like when I interviewed her, she talked about a kid who goes to school with a rifle. He was essentially out, not knowing what was going on because of the SSRIs. He took that rifle. He alternated pointing it at the class and pointing it at himself, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, they got it away from him. After they arrested him, nobody was shot. He didn't kill himself. He didn't kill anybody else. But after he got off of the drug and recovered from that, he had no memory of what had happened there. And as you pointed out, a lot of people who want to get off of this because the other effects of SSRIs, if they come off of it too quickly, if they change the dosage too quickly, then that triggers these types of episodes that are behind so many of these murders and suicides and these mass shootings. But there's another effect of this, and that is that it is contributing to antibiotic resistance. So they found that the SSRIs that are commonly sold as Prozac, Seraphim, can reduce antibiotic capabilities. They stumbled on this discovery because they'd previously done a study, and they looked at a common ingredient in toothpaste and hand wash. It's something called triclosan. And we don't have that in our toothpaste. But triclosan, which is common in other people's toothpaste, can directly induce antibiotic resistance. And so as they were studying that, they said, well, you know, there might be other pharmaceuticals out there that are causing us to lose our resistance to cause us to create bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics. And that's when they looked and found the link to SSRIs. And they also found this. They found that up to 11% of the SSRI dose a patient takes travels through the body unchanged and is eventually emitted via urine. And where does that go? Well, that goes into the water supply. And as we pointed out before, the SSRIs are accumulating in the water supplies because the water treatment facilities don't get all of them out. And so we have that as well as a lot of the hormone-altering drugs that people take get passed into the water supply and get recycled and are increasing in intensity. And you can see it in the behavior of aquatic wildlife. And this is where this whole thing about the gay frogs comes from. That's not something that Alex Jones invented. That's researchers pointing out that the hormone drugs were accumulating in the water supply and affecting aquatic life. The antidepressants are also accumulating in the water supply and affecting life. So, you know, if you want to make sure, and again, just lead into this the special that we've got here. This article came out today, September 11th, RT. I saw that and I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. Yet another dangerous effect of SSRIs. It's not the most dangerous effect, but it is another dangerous effect. And again, you know, it's not on sale, but Super Blue toothpaste, we don't have triclosan in there that helps to create antibiotic resistance. We do have nanosilver that not only goes after bacteria, but also after viruses. That's the amazing thing about silver. So that it goes after both bacteria and virus. And, of course, they put this kind of stuff in toothpaste. They want to put something in there that kills bacteria because bacteria creates gum disease. That causes tooth loss. It causes heart disease. Nanosilver is a much better way to approach this than triclosan. And, again, you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're talking about the accumulation of this stuff in the water supply. We have a special just for our listeners. Of Real News, you can get 15% off the ProPure King. That's a gravity feed water filter. Always make sure you never know what's going to show up in your water. And as we're looking at the approaching hurricane on the East Coast, you need to make sure that you've got water. Not only that, a clean supply of water. And with a gravity feed water filtration system, you don't need to have electric power to keep that going. You can use the code Real News at checkout to save 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. And also, you can get 50% off of BodEase, our popular turmeric formula, there at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go back to Syria. We've got a couple of minutes before the break. And I want to talk about how they are escalating this attack in the press. Here's a headline from MarketWatch. Syria is planning poison gas attack on rebels. And then they quote U.S. government officials telling us that lie. Again, as I said, at the same time that they're taking down the last stronghold of John McCain's ISIS allies there, they are telling us that Assad is going to unleash a chemical gas attack, which will then be used by all these people as an excuse to interject American military support for ISIS into Syria. And they talk about how the ISIS people are losing, how the government is winning, and yet they keep telling us that this is going to happen when they have absolutely no motive to do that. President Assad of Syria, says MarketWatch, has approved the use of chlorine gas. We know that. Why? Because the government says so. Our government says so. Same people that told us that conspiracy theory, that absurd conspiracy theory about 9/11 are still telling us lies. And this time it makes no more sense either. He is planning chlorine gas in an offensive against the country's last major rebel stronghold, said U.S. officials, raising the prospects of another retaliatory U.S. military strike as thousands try to escape what could be a decisive battle in the seven-year-old war. President Trump threatened to conduct a massive attack against Assad if he carries out a massacre in Idlib. And let me just remind you and President Trump of what James Madison said. He said, we need to have discussions about starting wars, because it's too easy for presidents to be misled by the artful misrepresentations of interested men. John McCain is dead, but McCainery lives on in Washington, D.C. Just take a look at that anonymous letter, President Trump. That's exactly the same people who are trying to push this false flag in Syria for a greater war there. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm going to get back to some headlines. I think you need to understand that we are on the cusp of another false flag event here in Syria that is going to get us involved in another war. You need to understand this is coming. You had both the Russian government and the Syrian government go to the UN, go to the State Department, and say, we know exactly what you're doing. You have, as we've seen, these false flags in the past, and they have been exposed eventually as false flags. Nevertheless, we've seen the American government not wait for an investigation, but immediately take action. Same thing happened in the UK with the Skripal poisoning. Immediately taking action, and those actions, in terms of sanctions and other things, are still in effect. And here we have a situation where we have a psychic hotline to the White House from Nikki Haley saying, I know that there's going to be a false flag coming, and I know who's going to do it. The people with the least motivation to do it are going to do that. And we're going to use that as an excuse to go into Syria. But before we do that, I'm going to talk about that on the other side of it. I want to talk about some of the insanity and racism coming out of the Democrat Party. Listen to these headlines. Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, slamming the orange man, Trump, saying, we want the America of Obama. Now, what would happen if somebody referred to Barack Obama as the brown man or the black man or whatever? But you can call President Trump the orange man, this obsession with skin color and with personal attacks. As I pointed out earlier in the broadcast, over the weekend, we had Chris Tonto-Peronto come back and criticize former President Obama for saying that concerns about Benghazi were a conspiracy theory. He said, I just want to go through the screen and choke him out when I saw that. And when he commented in a less vehement way on Twitter, they put him in a 12-hour timeout. You're not allowed to say stuff like that, but Obama and his attorney general can say whatever they want. Eric Holder can call Trump the orange man and say, we want the America of Obama. You know, the one with all the high unemployment and the mandates about health care and deciding that they're going to bankrupt entire areas of the country and send more of our manufacturing abroad and bring more workers in. Yeah, that America of Obama. And then we got Linda Sarsour calling out for people to stop humanizing Jews. That's right. They are not human, according to this Muslim hater. A far-left Islamic activist Linda Sarsour made strong anti-Semitic remarks during a speech this month at the annual Islamic Society of North America convention in Houston, Texas, calling for the dehumanization of Israelis. She said, so when we start debating in the Muslim community about Palestine, it tells me a lot about you and about the type of faith that you have in your heart. If you're on one side of the oppressor, or if you're defending the oppressor, or you're actually trying to humanize the oppressor, then that's a problem, sisters and brothers. And we have to be able to say this is not the position of the Muslim American community, to humanize the Jews. And we have Mo Brooks joining in and saying, Ocasio-Cortez resorted to racism, sexism, and socialism to win the Democrat nomination. And he's exactly right. Of course, it is the policy of George Soros to do that. That's why he's putting so much money behind the people who make their race, their sex, and their socialism the key issue. But of course, they use race and sex to cover up their socialism, because socialism is not a marketable idea, in spite of what George Soros may think. I think it's kind of funny when Cynthia Nixon was at the debates with Cuomo, and she said, they were very angry. Remember when I reported about that? They were very angry. They said, it's going to be too cold in that debate room. Men always do that to us. They always adjust the thermostat. It's an act of aggression. And now we have the New York Times saying the same thing, that men are harassing their exes by remotely controlling the thermostat. This is the desperate attempts that the New York Times and the left will go to promote feminism.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I said at the top of the hour, I thought it was funny when Cuomo was debating Cynthia Nixon in their only debate. And the big topic going up before that was, who's going to set the thermostat? He's going to have this place like a refrigerator. It's going to put me at a disadvantage. And the New York Times has actually done an article on this, actually before the debate. It went back to June the 23rd. Thermostats, locks, and lights, the digital tools of domestic abuse. Yes, those evil men are doing it to their exes. It is domestic abuse. And here's what they have to say. The people who called into the help hotlines and domestic violence shelters said they felt as if they were going crazy. One woman said she'd turned on her air conditioner, but then said it switched off without her even touching it. Oh, she wanted it colder. Okay. Well, anyway, their stories are part of a new pattern of behavior in domestic abuse cases tied to the rise of smart home technology. Internet-connected locks, speakers, thermostats, lights, cameras that have been marketed as the newest conveniences are now also being used as a means for harassment, monitoring, revenge, and controls. And it even extends to the gubernatorial debates in New York City. Those evil men everywhere, even Democrat men. Because, of course, Cynthia Nixon is running on her status as being a woman. She has absolutely no ideas about what she's doing. She's even more clueless probably than Cuomo. That's hard to say. Dumb and Dumber. It was a debate between Dumb and Dumber and who was the biggest hater of President Trump. I mean, he hasn't got a clue. But Reason is talking about, after the debate, how she has absolutely no idea how much she wants the millionaires in New York to pay in additional taxes. But she's got a big shopping list for her progressive agenda. Free stuff everywhere. And she said, you know, this sounds expensive. She said about her education plan when she was talking to the Wall Street Journal. She said, you know what? It is, and it should be, and we can do it by requiring that millionaires and billionaires and corporations who this economy has blessed, see, they didn't, nobody ever earned anything. That's their attitude to it. And, you know, I understand there's a difference between these people who are billionaires like Jeff Bezos, who have lucrative government contracts. These people, the Democrats, and people like Jeff Bezos, give capitalism and free markets a bad name because it's not capitalism. It's certainly not a free market when these people get massive subsidies from the government. That's simply corruption. You can call it crony capitalism. You can call it corporate fascism. But it's not free markets. That's why I don't like to use the term capitalism. It's been so corrupted by people who are so connected with the government. People like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk getting billions and billions of dollars of preferential treatment. Or the people like I talked about yesterday, the NFL team owners, who get billions of dollars for their stadiums, and who has to pay that? The small businesses who are trying to operate in a competitive market where the rungs of the ladder, the lower rungs of the ladder, are sawed off by those who are higher up because they use their connections in government to make sure that they not only take away the lower rungs on the ladder, but also that they get a helping hand up by the government. That's how what the government can do when it gets involved in the marketplace. Anyway, when they started asking her some basic questions about how much more money she's going to get, she started to get the idea that, as everybody has pointed out, like Margaret Thatcher said, you eventually run out of other people's money. That is happening in Sweden now. As I pointed out yesterday, they're running out of money by design. That's one of the reasons why they wanted to open up the borders. They wanted to bankrupt Sweden. And so it's open borders, and it's also their unsustainable welfare system. Socialism is a Ponzi scheme because you run out of other people's money. Though she has made imposing a millionaire's tax to help fund education and the subways a central theme to her campaign, Nixon, who is a first-time candidate with no state government experience, did not know that the top income tax rate in New York, which is 8.82%, she also couldn't say how much of the income tax raised for the state budget comes from millionaires. Well, it is actually 40%. So you're going to try to get more and more money, and you're going to have those people simply move out of your jurisdiction. They're going to vote with their feet. So we see this happening over and over again. All right, I want to get back to, and I've got some other health news here about things that are going on with Monsanto, as well as the opioid epidemic, and also with medical marijuana. But before we get into that, I just want to finish up with what I was saying about Syria, because I think this is very serious. We saw a story yesterday, headline news from Fox News. Syrians in Idlib brace for chemical weapons attack, ground invasion by Assad forces. Again, saying to us that, they know that Assad is going to do chemical weapons. He doesn't need to do chemical weapons. Remember, in Douma, it was such an intense bombing campaign that the buildings were being reduced to rubble. People couldn't breathe. They were being brought to the hospital with respiratory issues. And, of course, we know that from 9/11. We know that people couldn't breathe because of the dust. And we know the people that breathed the dust of the collapsed building are now getting cancer. There's a lot of consequences for war, isn't it? Maybe we shouldn't have started that war. Maybe we shouldn't have done the regime change. Maybe we should, as Ron Paul put it, just leave the Syrians alone. Everybody was saying, as I reported a couple of days ago, that in Aleppo they were saying it's going to be a massive slaughter of people when the Syrian forces take that city away from the terrorists there. And we saw the Black Stadium in another town where they were publicly doing executions for the most minor offenses the terrorists were. A reign of terror was what was happening under McCain's allies, under the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Mujahideen, that we had been arming and attacking and training to attack, to start that civil war. It was a plan, as Wesley Clark pointed out. He said, look, we've got a shopping list of countries that we're going to overthrow. We started that civil war. That blood is on our hands. It's on John McCain's hands and the people who are continuing his legacy there. And when Assad took over, not only was it not a slaughter in Aleppo, the slaughter stopped as soon as ISIS was gone, but they celebrated Easter this year for the first time in many, many years. This war has gone on for 7 years in Syria that we started. And so Fox News is saying that Assad is going to use chemical weapons. He doesn't need to do that. It wasn't used in Douma. The doctors, we had Robert Fisk, a reporter who actually went there. He talked to the doctors. The doctor said there wasn't any chemical weapons used. We didn't treat anybody for that. We had people who had respiratory issues because of the intense bombing campaign. And then we had the white helmets come in and scream, gas attack, and everybody panicked. But there wasn't any gas attack. And Robert Fisk goes to talk to the white helmets, but they were gone. They went to the next stronghold, Idlib, for the next false flag. Except that about 800 of them were pulled out by the UK, sent to the UK, to the US, pulled out by Israel, because they are our allies, the people who work hand in hand with ISIS. We are on the side of the terrorists. Here we are, 17 years after 9/11, where they continued to tell you that some Muslims, some Saudis, hijacked planes, flew two of them into two skyscrapers that then subsequently just collapsed into their own footprint, and a third building later on collapsed into its own footprint that was never hit by them. You believe that, and you believe that we're actually fighting terrorists in Syria, seriously, and you believe that Assad, when he is about to win in this, is going to gas the people there? That's what Fox News wants you to believe, that he's going to do that. And so then they step that up. That was yesterday, the headline. Syrians in Idlib are bracing for a chemical weapons attack. Then 8 hours ago, Fox News, Syria's Assad approves a gas attack despite the warning, says the report. That's Fox News pushing the military-industrial complex, these neocons who want us to go to war. U.S. officials say there is mounting evidence. See, they know this. It's anticipatory intelligence. It's the psychic hotline into the White House. Nikki Haley and John Bolton knowing what's going to happen in advance. And even knowing who's going to pull it off, even though they have absolutely no motive to do it, they have a motive to do exactly the opposite. We know exactly that's going to happen. It's the psychic hotline. You can tell the future. It's anticipatory intelligence. That's what geospatial intelligence calls it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs.
With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I have one more thing to say about Syria. That is an article from the Strategic Culture Foundation saying Britain should be in the dock over the Skripal saga and not Russia. Because understand that this latest revelation that I covered last week, where they said we have found finally, it's been 6 months since they already solved the case and meted out the punishment. Now they have some suspects. Isn't that kind of backwards? And the amazing thing about it was they showed two individuals in an airport arriving. They say, oh, look, these guys came from Moscow. And we have pictures of them arriving. And the timestamp that they put on their hastily photoshopped pictures had exactly the same time down to the second. And these guys were in these pictures individually without anybody else anywhere around them, arriving at precisely the same. They're both in the same time. Same place at exactly the same time, down to the last second. This thing has been a lie from the get-go. There it is. There's that picture there. The time-traveling Russians reported on that last week. The Strategic Culture Foundation says the latest announcement by British authorities of two named Russian suspects is more absurd drama and a long-running tawdry saga. One preposterous claim, among several by the British authorities, is that traces of the nerve poison, Novichok, were found in the London hotel room where the alleged Kremlin agents stayed. Well, not only were they time travelers, not only did they make the absurd choice of using a rare nerve gas, which would be used to implicate the Russians. And again, when this first came out, we pointed out that the manufacturing of Novichok was being done in Uzbekistan. And that was basically the Wild West after the Soviet Union fell. That's right. We don't have the Soviet Union anymore. Newsflash to Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. It's not the Soviet Union. It's a different situation now. But that was the place where that was being manufactured. They were very concerned at the time because they were worried that nuclear weapons were going to be sold on the black market, that nerve gas is going to be sold on the black market. So the Americans and the British went in there and bought up supplies of nuclear weapons. Remember all the talk about suitcase nukes and so forth being used by terrorists because they could get them in various places? Well, they went into Uzbekistan and they got Novichok. Of course, it could also be manufactured by Western sources, too, but they didn't have a monopoly on it. But to use a very strange poison like that, as I said, if you go back and you look at the CIA assassination manual, what's the very first thing they say? Going back to the 1950s. Maybe the Russians should go back and read that manual. The CIA knows how to do it. The Russians clearly don't. Only one person died out of five people that were poisoned. And this is a nerve gas that is eight times more toxic than our VX nerve gas. How did that happen? These guys are hopelessly incompetent. And then they throw away a perfume bottle in the park, and nobody stumbles across that for another several months. And then a homeless couple picks it up, and that's one of the people who died. But the targets didn't die. Now, the CIA told them how to do this a long time ago. They said, you want to make it look like an accident. You know, they could have just put a bag over their head and suffocated them. They could have stabbed them in the back with a knife, made it look like a common crime. They could have made it look like it was, could have shouted, Allahu Akbar. And the police at Scotland Yard would have looked the other way. Nothing to see here. That's what they should have done. But, of course, the CIA said, just push somebody, you know, have them have an accidental fall. You know, 30 feet will do it. So they could have pushed them out of the window. But instead, they do this complicated thing. And Theresa May and Nikki Haley immediately say, well, that's Russian nerve gas. Had to be the Russians. Just like we're being told that Assad, on the cusp of victory, as he's taking out the last stronghold, victory after victory, the same people that tell us it's victory after victory and it's a downward spiral for our ISIS allies are telling us that he's now going to invite the entrance of NATO and the U.S. and U.K. into the war by using nerve gas.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And so they're telling us that they found this in a London hotel room. So how many people have died in the interim in that London hotel room? That nerve gas was there in the London hotel room for the last 6 months. The maid is not doing a very good job of cleaning. She survives. She survives as well. They have gone to the extraordinary step of buying the house that the Skripals lived in, and they're dismantling it. And yet here we've got the poisonous gas that is sitting in this hotel room for 6 months. These people are not even good liars. Theresa May and these people are not good liars. Nikki Haley is not a good liar. She might be a good ghostwriter for the New York Times. You know, you look at that piece, like I said, that outrage over Trump's reluctance to be misled into a shooting missiles at Syria over that false flag attack in the UK. Just the outrage of that. I said, that sounds exactly like Nikki Haley. And then the worship of John McCain. Oh, that is definitely sounds like her. Anyway, as I point out in this, there's nothing more than trial by media that's going on here. A process of railroading allegations against Russia, not on any basis of legal due process, but simply by bluster and by prejudice. And quite frankly, I don't really care about supporting Russia or Putin, but I do care about getting us involved in yet another war. Why can't we just leave Syria alone? Why can't we allow them to get rid of ISIS? I mean, we could actually help them. You know, we're supposed to be in a war on terror for the last 17 years. Maybe we might want to fight ISIS and Al-Qaeda instead of arming ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which is what we've been doing since the 1980s. We've been using those Islamic terrorists. We use the Mujahideen to fight Russia as proxies. Again, going back to an article talking about this person, first time they met John McCain as a young politician, and it was a fundraiser, and everybody was talking about, have you got a Muj? Are you funding a Muj? I got my Muj here at the meeting with me, the Mujahideen, the rich Republican ladies, and the featured speaker was John McCain, telling everybody to sponsor a Mujahideen. And so they've been sponsoring these terrorists in Afghanistan. And then they use these terrorists as a cover for their act of terrorism and their institution of a war of terror against the United States. And then we go back to Afghanistan to fight the people who supposedly caused that, the people who had been our allies, and are our allies again in Syria. Isn't that interesting? Of course, they were our allies in Afghanistan, and they're our allies in Syria, but they weren't our allies on September 11th. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, this is, just keeps going around, and we're too stupid to understand what's going on here, and we keep getting involved in these wars, and this apathy in America, as we just listen to the mainstream media, as we listen to Fox News and CNN and NBC push this war on us, and we do nothing about it. Your apathy has put blood on your hands because you won't do anything about it. The timing of this week's twist in the Skripal saga seems to be very pertinent because they want to move to stop Idlib. And that's why they're coming out with doctored photos of the Russian assassins who can't do anything right. Why are we so concerned about the Russians? They can't do even that right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I just want to say one more thing. Then we got some information about how, if you want, if you've always wanted a Tesla Model S, I'll tell you how to get one in 1.6 seconds. Very easy to steal it in just 1.6 seconds. You can hack it and drive away with it. Then I guess with a Tesla Model S, you can get free electricity everywhere, I think, right? Isn't that the promise to everybody? Anyway, I'll tell you about that. We'll also have an update as to what is going on with the opioid epidemic, a great business model, as Mikhail Thalen pointed out in a tweet this week. He said, hey, look at this. The family that created the opioid epidemic, now what they're doing is minor tweak of the copyright and say, hey, we've got something here that helps you to fight the addiction that we helped to create. And actually, it doesn't help you fight the addiction because we've been through this once before with this same family, the family that owns Purdue Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, you want to do a war on drugs? Well, the people who are some of the biggest drug dealers in the country behind one of the worst drug epidemics that we've ever had, the opioid epidemic, Purdue Pharmaceuticals just continues to go on and on with the help of the FDA and other agencies that are granting them patents. That's called regulatory capture, or if you just want to make it shorter, it's called corruption. But I got one more thing to say about the Syrian situation. I talked about how MSNBC, CNN, Yahoo, all these different mainstream medias are out there saying, well, you know, we now have President Assad has actually now anticipating that this is going to happen. We were warned about it by psychic Nikki Haley weeks ago. Then we were told, well, it looks like it's imminent, and all the people in Idlib are panicking because it looks like Assad's going to do this. And now Fox News has updated it in the last 8 hours, telling us, yes, he has given the order. Folks, you are being gaslighted. And they're going to try to get us into a war. And their partner in all of this, as I reported yesterday, was YouTube. Over the weekend, shutting down all Syrian state channels as the Idlib assault begins. This is a comprehensive propaganda and false flag operation to get us involved in this. And you have to see just how deeply involved in the deep state Google and YouTube are. They didn't need to go to the meeting. You know, you have Marco Rubio telling Jack Dorsey and the Facebook executive, now you're going to do what we tell you to, right? You're going to push out that propaganda, right? But you're going to stop the propaganda from the other countries, right? Well, YouTube didn't need to be there. They'd already gotten the memo. They were already going to shut down all of the YouTube channels from the Syrian presidency, the Syrian Ministry of Defense, the Syrian television stations, all of them got shut down. Well, you have Nikki Haley telling us he's already given the order to do a false flag gas attack, the one thing that will rain down the wrath of the military-industrial complex in NATO. And maybe they should just do it on the anniversary of 9/11, because nobody ever seems to catch on to that scam. All right, let's talk about the Tesla thing. Here's how you can get a Tesla in less than 2 seconds. By Mikhail Thalen, this is on InfoWars.com. A team of security researchers has revealed how Tesla Model S vehicles can be stolen in just a matter of seconds. You know, they can be as easily hacked as our electronic voting machines, or as easily hacked as our state boards of elections, their websites where all the vote totals are recorded. You can just crack into those things. Just like kids can do it. They demonstrated that, the DEF CON hacking contest at the Black Hat hacking contest. They got kids from 5 to 15, 16, 17, something like that. They said, we wanted to show that kids could do this. Out of 39 kids, 35 of them were able to do it. It was an 11-year-old girl who was the quickest. But 35 out of the 39 kids were able to hack into the replicas of state boards of elections and to manipulate it. But don't worry, your election is secure. So, this is as bad as the Tesla Model S is as easily hacked as our voting machines, the state boards of election, the Pentagon, the NSA, the CIA. All of those have been hacked. All of your information with Experian, 143 million records of Americans, all that hacked. And so, is it any surprise that the Tesla Model S can be hacked as well? Taking advantage of the Model S's key fob's weak encryption, the attack allows any capable hacker to both open and drive away the vehicle. Woo, especially fast. See, I've seen videos of people, and you need to be aware of this. If you have a non-Tesla car and you have a keyless door entry, they can take the key fob, and a lot of people will come in and they'll leave their key fob right next to the front door. And so thieves have figured this out, especially in the UK. So what they do is they grab that near field thing from the key fob. They put a device up close to the door where they expect that you're going to be hanging your keys. And then they have a receiver and a transmitter, and it transmits it to their partner who is standing next to the car. And bingo, they can unlock the car just like that. Then they can get in and they can use their typical car thief ways to hotwire the car and drive off. But with a Tesla, you don't even have to hotwire it. That's why it only takes 1.6 seconds to do this. They show it can be stolen less than 2 seconds using an array of equipment costing roughly $600. Researchers found that once they gained two codes from any given key fob, they could simply try every possible cryptographic key until they found one that unlocked the car. They then computed all the possible keys for any combination of code pairs to create a massive terabyte table of pre-computed keys. With that table and those two, the hackers say they could look up the correct cryptographic key to spoof any key fob in only 1.6 seconds. They showed it to Tesla last August, and Tesla paid them $10,000 as a bounty for finding that bug and reporting it to them instead of using it to steal Teslas themselves. Although newer Model S vehicles are no longer vulnerable, units that were sold prior to June of this year. So they found out about it August of last year, and they waited nearly a year to fix it. I guess they were busy trying to make these things. You know, it's kind of hard when you're camping out at the tent, the open tent, to make those kind of engineering changes. But anyway, it took them from August to June to fix it, even though they paid them a $10,000 bug bounty for it. They didn't fix it. But if you bought your car after June of this year, you're okay. But prior to that, you have to either pay for a new key fob or you have to enable an in-vehicle PIN code needed to start the vehicle. So if you don't do that, your Tesla Model S can be stolen in 1.6 seconds. Now, one other thing also coming from Mikhail Phelan, he pointed this out, saying this is a nice scam, and it is. A member of the billionaire family that owns Purdue Pharmaceuticals, currently the target of multiple lawsuits over its complicity in perpetrating the opioid crisis, just received rights to a patent for a drug intended to curb the opioid crisis, reports Antimedia. The guy listed in here is Dr. Richard Sackler, is one of the six inventors of the patent. The patent office grants the rights to Rhodes Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Purdue. And this is what they patented. It is a new version of the drug that is already available. See, this is the way they extend their patents. So they come in and they say, well, this opioid is already available in tablet and in film form. So now they're going to put it in wafer form. And they get a new patent for the wafer form of the opioid. And that now extends it for many more years. And they can charge confiscatory prices for that for many more years by putting it in wafer form instead of tablet or film form. And then they also say, well, it dissolves more quickly, and it will help us to keep people from using it and abusing it in the drug market. The problem is that we've already been down this road once before. They've already had a change for it. And they found that the addicts were able to break this down and to use it to sell it on the street very, very quickly. The year prior, the federal agency also approved Targenic, another Purdue pharmaceutical drug that was going to be abuse deterrent opioid. But it wasn't. They were quickly able to change that so they could sell it on the street. And, of course, what explains all of this? Well, the one thing that explains all this is that Purdue Pharmaceutical is one of the biggest influencers of the U.S. political system. In 2018, it's already spent $620,000 on lobbying.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
People in trouble, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back for our final segment, and of course, Barack Obama in his obsession, as Tig is talking about it. Now, we got Tig and Tonto, the heroes of Benghazi, are speaking out about Obama. Obama really stepped in this. But, folks, let's understand where we are 17 years into the war of terror. The government terrorizing American citizens and the world in their unending wars. But, yes, we are terrified and surrendering our liberties for their promise of security, the same way that we're terrified about the war on drugs. So we've had 17 years of a war of terror and 47 years of a war of drugs. And I was just talking about that with the opioids, the fact that you've got Purdue Pharmaceutical at the center of this opioid epidemic out there. They have now reformulated their opioids, saying they are going to be abuse resistant. And they're not. They've done this before. And the street quickly figured out how to get around the resistance, the format that they're putting in. They've now got it in a wafer format, so they have now been able to renew their patent. That's what it's about. It's all about the money, isn't it? About the money. And why don't you see this stopped? Well, as I pointed out, as we're going to break, they've spent already this year $620,000 in Washington. That is chicken feed compared to what they make in profits. I mean, talk about a return on investment. When you can go to Washington and spread $620,000 around and then look at the money that they're making on opioids, this is why we have this kind of government that we have, this kind of corruption in Washington. John Rappaport talked about why medically caused deaths continued to be ignored. This out at the end of August. Talking about Dr. Barbara Starfield's revelation, the U.S. medical system kills 106,000 people a year with its medicine. Extrapolate that number out for a decade, and that's more than a million deaths. And as John Rappaport says, he's written about her revelations more than any other reporter. And he goes, why do we hear nothing but silence from the mainstream media? Well, it's very clear, because just like the politicians who allow this stuff to go on, the mainstream media is bought out by the pharmaceutical companies. Just look at all the, probably half of their sponsors. When you look at the cable news companies, that's why they don't give you this news. That's why they stand down with all this. And when we look at this, what is the solution to this? I mean, people are getting hooked on opioids for the most part, not because they're looking for a kick. You know, there's some people who would do it for that, but the big tragedy of the opioid epidemic are people like Chris Christie's friend. Remember when Chris Christie was running and he talked about his friend that he met in law school, how this guy was at the top of the class, had become one of the best lawyers, most successful lawyers. He lost everything because this guy got a back injury when he was jogging. The doctors gave him opioids. He got addicted to the opioids. It cost him his job. It cost him his family, his home, and eventually he committed suicide. And so then Chris Christie takes that and that tragedy from the opioid epidemic, the hooking of people by the big pharmaceutical companies and their partners in the medical industry. He takes that and pivots to marijuana and says, so we got to step up this war on drugs, step up, but we got to stop these initiatives that are legalizing marijuana everywhere. No, marijuana is the answer to this opioid epidemic. Many of the people who are taking the opioids for pain find that they can get the same relief from marijuana. As the Daily Caller is pointing out, chronic pain sufferers now have access to medical marijuana in Illinois. Patients struggling with chronic pain now have the option of replacing their addictive opioid medications with medical marijuana throughout Illinois. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner approved a measure the end of August that would allow marijuana for patients who are suffering from chronic pain. It removes previous rules that required patients to seek medical marijuana to go through criminal background checks and fingerprinting. But don't worry, if you want the opioids, you don't have to have a background check. You don't have to have fingerprinting. Dr. Feelgood will just come in and give it to you. And then you can deal with the consequences later in your life. As the governor there said, this is not about personal opinions about cannabis. It's about giving people more control over their own health care and their pain relief options. A growing body of research shows that marijuana could play a vital role in reducing patients' dependence on addictive prescription painkillers. A study published in 2017 in the journal Drug and Alcohol Dependence found in states with legal weed, hospital visits for complications from prescription painkillers are dropping. So where medical marijuana is legal, the hospitalization rate for opioid abuse is 23% lower than the states where they won't let people get medical marijuana for pain relief. And emergency room visits for opioid overdoses are 13% lower than in states that don't allow medical marijuana. So what's happening in the Trump administration? We've had President Trump say that he supports, he said it back in June, he really supports new bipartisan legislation in Congress that would let states legalize marijuana and not interfere with them. Well, you know, we don't even really need that because we've already got the 10th Amendment, which says that the federal government doesn't have any authority here because it wasn't expressly given to them. And we've had the states exercise that to nullify the federal government's overreach. And we need to do that in a lot of other ways. That's why I spend so much time on this, for two reasons. I find it just unconscionable that our government is locking people up when they're trying to use something to relieve their pain. There's no excuse for that. And I think that it is very important that we understand that we can stop the federal government's overreach on so many different areas, just like we have with marijuana. In so many different areas, the federal government has no authority to intrude into our lives, and people have shut them down. They still have the laws on the books from the United Nations, but they're not enforcing it. Why is Jeff Sessions not enforcing this? Because he doesn't have the authority. In the same way that a lot of churches have called the IRS and called their bluff and said, we have talked about politics openly in the pulpit. Here's the recording. Do something about it. You don't have the authority. We'd like to see you try. Do the test case. We'd like to show how the emperor has no clothes. Jeff Sessions is scared to death to do anything because that's going to show that they don't really have the authority. And so you got people inside the Trump administration who are still trying to conduct a secret war on weed. As BuzzFeed points out, there is internally in the Trump administration working against President Trump and against his political interests and against the Constitution and against people who need this for their pain. We have the Marijuana Policy Coordination Committee, and they're not even anonymous what they're writing. We know who these people are. We know that there is a committee like this. This isn't like the White House anonymous letter from senior people. These are people in the White House. Memos and emails with 14 federal agencies and the DEA, and they want them to submit data demonstrating the most significant negative trends about marijuana and the threats that it poses to the country. How about that? Rather than looking for objective information, rather than saying, is this true or is it not true? Oh, it is true. It helps people with pain. Oh, well, then let's let them have it, even though we don't have any legal authority to stop them in the first place. No, they're just saying, let's put something out here. Let's do some research on how we can portray this in the most negative possible light. What a bunch of reprehensible. The staff believe, quote unquote, this is what they say, staff believe that if the administration is to turn the tide on increasing marijuana use, there is an urgent need to message the facts about the negative impacts of marijuana use, production, and trafficking on national health, safety, and security. That's the summary from the meeting. So maybe you should be concerned about the senior White House staff people who are subverting not only your ability to get medicine, but subverting the Constitution. How about that? Not just a coup against President Trump, but a coup against the Constitution. In Ohio, average of over 20,000 people are arrested on charges of cannabis possession each year. Mint Press points out, however, they don't have the resources to solve murders. Murders are going unsolved, and yet they're locking up 20,000 people a year for possession of marijuana. Those are their priorities of law enforcement in this country. Not going to protect you. They're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. And when you surrender your liberty, when you surrender your Constitution to these people who want a war of drugs, who want a war of terror, that's precisely what you're going to get. All right, that's the end of the program. I just want to tell you that if you want to support this program, we have a special offer for those listeners of this news program. You can use the code REALNEWS And you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system, the gravity feed water filter system. Get it before the hurricane hits or before the next natural disaster or before you find out that there's something in your family's water. And you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com, 15% off with the code REALNEWS.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.